episode 77 of the 90 Day Win Podcast. This is your host, Sandy B. Are you ready to get your wins? Are you ready to achieve your goals? This is the time that we have set for you to get real clear about what you want and what you're going to do to get it. Season 5, 90 Day Win Podcast, episode 77. Let's get it. Hey, goal getters. I am so excited to be back with you. We are back from our summer hiatus, ready to achieve our wins. This season, we are talking about making moves to win. What moves are you making for your wins? You will hear from some dynamic goal getters who will encourage you to make those moves, take those steps forward for your goals. This is the time that you can get your wins and continue to build that momentum as we enter into Q4 and prepare for Q1 2023. Yes, I said Q1 2023. As goal getters, we're always thinking about where we are and where we desire to go. When you think about what you truly want to achieve, you have to put in the work for those goals and you have to take action. And that requires for you to have movement on those things that you've been talking about for so long, and then get that momentum that will help push you forward to achieve your wins. Are you ready to win? Because I am ready to help you win. I also will be sharing with you the 90 day win process. This is important for you to implement so you can make simple changes to achieve big wins this quarter. Are you ready to achieve those big wins before you end 2022? This is your opportunity to be encouraged weekly by myself and the goal getters you will hear from, so you can move forward. Keep moving on your wins. We are in the last quarter of 2022. What will you accomplish? What will you achieve? Who will you work with? Who will encourage you? What moves are you making for your wins in these next 90 days? These are the questions you want to ask yourself. You know, 90 days is 12 weeks. And 12 weeks is a lot of time for you to make changes in your life, make those big and small moves for your wins. When you think about what you desire, you must be very clear. That's why the first step in achieving your goal is all about your vision. What do you envision for your life? You must be very clear about what you want. You have to be also sure about what you will be willing to give up in return to achieve those wins. Will you give up the time that you have been spending on something else that's not as important? Will you give up your days and nights to study to get where you need to go? It's up to you, but it's important that you decide what you truly desire and then what you will be willing to give up to actually get those goals, to actually make the steps you desire. Maybe you have to put in work. Maybe you have to get a study course so you will get the skills you need to. Maybe you have to start a new position. Whatever it is, you have to be clear about what you want to do and what sacrifices you will make to achieve your goal. See, nothing worthwhile ever comes easy, goal getters. And because you are on a journey to achieve a goal that is worthwhile to you, you have to understand that you will experience challenges and obstacles. We talk about this often, but despite those challenges and obstacles you will face on your journey, you can achieve your wins. And so that's what you will hear from each goal getter that we talk to on this show. That will be the message that you will receive with each episode. You can win. You will win if you put in the work to win. So as you move forward on your journey each quarter, it's so important that you remember to keep moving forward. So that is what we are talking about this season, season 5 on the 90 Day Win podcast. Move forward to achieve your goals and get your wins. What moves will you take, go-getter? What moves will you take this quarter? We are right at the beginning of Q4. What have you decided you will put your effort into for these next 12 weeks? When you think about when we started this year, what was on your vision board? What did you believe you could actually accomplish? I want you to go back and look at that vision board. If you didn't create a vision board this year, that's perfectly okay. I want you to think about what you can achieve within these next 90 days. Who will help you? Who will you talk to? Who will you work with to make sure that you can start that momentum of achieving a goal? It can be big, it can be small. You decide, goal getter. You are the author of your life. You are in competition with yourself, no one else. I encourage you to take the time, write down what you want. Think about what you can achieve. Consider what you are willing to sacrifice for what you expect to achieve. This is very important on your journey. You have to be clear about what you want so you can then create the plan of action of how you will get there. 90 day wins, you can do it, but it requires for you to believe and have faith in yourself and then put in the work for your goals. That's what it requires, goal getter. Are you ready to make changes for your wins? Are you ready to become the goal getter you know you can be, but you need help? You are procrastinating. You are overthinking. You're so indecisive. You're living with fear. It's time for you to stop doing those things and to develop your goal getter mindset. And I can help you with that. By signing up for 90 Day Wins coaching, we will work on your goal getter mindset. You can develop the skills needed, develop the habits needed for you to achieve goals every 90 days. You will have trials, you will have challenges, but because you are determined to move forward and achieve your goals despite those challenges and obstacles, you can achieve your wins. Let's talk about your next 90 days and how you can achieve your goals and continue that momentum to achieve goals every quarter of the year. Are you ready, goal getter? Let's talk. 90daywins.com. Go there and sign up for your discovery call with me, Sandy B, and let's create that momentum you need to not only achieve goals this quarter, Q4, but build that momentum for you to achieve your goals every 90 days in Q1 through Q4 of 2023. Let's do it, goal getter. We win together. When we think about our goals for this quarter, we have to make sure they're smart. If you don't know what SMART goals are, I invite you to go to the blog post on 90daywins.com and read the section on goals where I explain in detail what SMART goals are. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. When you think about your goals, you want them to be specific. You want to make sure that they are very clear to you and you are able to articulate exactly what it is you desire. They must be measurable. You should make sure that you can track your goal progress in some way. So it should be measurable. Attainable, your goal needs to be realistic. So you're not trying to achieve a goal that is unrealistic. It must be realistic for you and your situation. And then relevant, right? Your goal needs to relate to your values and your dreams and your ambition. and then time bound. While with 90 Day Wins, you have a specific time you're looking to accomplish this goal within 90 days, 12 weeks. When you think about what you truly desire and what you are willing to put in the work for, you can take some time to create these SMART goals for yourself. You can ask yourself some questions. And today we're going to talk about how you can figure out the relevance of your goals. So when you ask these questions, I want you to think about how relevant they are to you and your specific situation and what you truly value. What are your dreams? What do you believe you can actually achieve when you think about the relevance? Okay. So does this goal seem worthwhile? Is it a trade-off of time and effort? And are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to move forward daily towards this goal? Does it align with the other goals that you have for yourself? Are you motivated to take this first step? Within your 90 days, you will decide what you will do in the first month, and then from those actions you take in the first month, it will lead you to the next actions you need to take. So it's important that you are aligned well with the efforts that you are going to put forward for your goals. Is this the right time for this goal? Do you need to acquire other things? Do you need to complete sub-goals before you can move forward to achieve this bigger goal? You have to be clear, does this goal fit within what you truly desire for yourself? This is very important. This is your life you are creating and building. So it's important that you take some time to understand, is it the right time for this goal? Do you have the time to put in the work for this goal you desire? Does it make sense financially? What do you need to have? Do you need to have a certain amount of money to achieve your goal? All of these things are important questions to ask yourself when you think about the relevance of your goal. Is this goal attainable? Do I have the skills and ability necessary to be successful in achieving this goal? These are all questions that will help you understand what you need to do, how you need to move forward, who you need to work with, what skills do you need to acquire, and also think about, is this a worthwhile goal for me? When you think about how you desire for your life to unfold, these questions are straightforward, and they aren't always easy to answer. You need to dig deep to answer these questions, to find the real why of your desire for your goal. When you think about your why are you motivated to achieve these goals? Do you want a better life for yourself and your family? Do you desire to help others by achieving your goal? It is something that you need to take the time to understand where you want to be, where you are, and how you're going to move there. And that's why this season we are talking about making moves to win. What moves will you make for your wins? And it starts with you taking the time to figure out your goals and think about your vision for your future. Where do you see yourself in the next 90 days? What will you be excited about that you put in the work for? When you think about goal setting, relevance of your goal is an integral part of this process. Deciding if a goal is relevant helps you match your goals to the rest of your life. It helps you know if the goal matters to you and if the time is right to achieve the goal. Sometimes you may have to decide for yourself that maybe now is not the right time, and that's okay. But it's up to you to take the time to figure out where you are and where you desire to be so you can move forward and actually achieve those wins. So these next 90 days, what moves are you making for your wins. What moves will you take? Who will you be going with on this journey to achieve your wins, goal getter? Who will help you? You don't have to do it alone. It's so important that we know we can ask for help. We can get the help we need in order to achieve our goals. I heard this quote the other day, and I thought it was important to share with you. We have to believe big. You cannot ask for what you do not believe is possible. Do you believe achieving your goals is a possibility for you? Do you believe you can actually achieve the things you desire for your life? See, in order for you to actually make these dreams a reality for yourself, you have to believe. Do you need to change your mindset? Do you need to let go of limiting beliefs in order to achieve your goals? I think you know the answer to that because it's yes. It is yes. In order to achieve those big, audacious goals you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe when no one else believes. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have that confidence to keep moving forward. You have to build that consistency. You have to create those habits that will allow for you to actually achieve the things you desire. It's going to be difficult. That's perfectly okay because you will build the muscle and build the confidence in yourself to know that in spite of the obstacles and challenges you will definitely face, you will move forward. You will achieve your wins because you are so clear. You are so committed to what you desire that nothing's going to stop you. You are a goal getter and you will win. Every 90 days. So 90 Day Win Podcast, this is what we're all about. This is what we're talking about. And no, you will be encouraged every time you hear an episode to go after your goals and achieve your wins, goal getter. It's time to take action for your goals and achieve your wins, goal getter. This is the time that you get serious. You decide that you want to be held accountable. You want to achieve major wins this year. In order to do that, you need a coach. You need someone who will keep you accountable, who will keep you focused, who will listen to what you truly desire, and then help you put together the game plan, the action plan for your wins. Are you ready with 90 Day Wins Coaching? That is what I do. I am Coach Sandy B, and I am so motivated and encouraged by people just like you who say, I want to ignite the passion within. I want to move forward and achieve my goals. I am ready to be a goal getter. And that's where we can start. We can get you to being a goal getter who achieves major goals every 90 days. It is a proven system. So many of my clients continue to achieve their goals because they decide that they are taking action. They will be accountable. They will show up and do the work. And because they do, they achieve their goals. So come on, get your wins every 90 days with 90 Day Wins Coaching. Life is a journey. And on that journey, you can choose to ignite your passion. In my book, Ignite the Goal Getter Within, I tell you of my journey to becoming a goal getter and why I believe everyone can be a goal getter. See, you can talk about the things you desire to do, or you can take action and you can ignite that passion, ignite the fire within for you to achieve your goals. So go get the book on Amazon. You can get the audiobook or you can get the paperback, but get your copy today and be encouraged to achieve your goals every 90 days. You can do it, go get it. Count my wins, I know I'm good, go but I'm better with them. And I keep a lot of herbal in my chalice, let it drip in the wind. I feel goosebumps under my skin. I'm feeling better within. I'm feeling better when I'm getting the wins. I'm feeling fresher than a new set of twins. Can't let the devil get in. I'm in the yard with the fuzz in my lens. I'm trying to pull up with the fuzz in the bins with a couple of friends. We on our level and we getting the wins. We running laps and I ain't scuffing my tens. And when you see me, I grin. And every quarter, I be picking the wins. I'm Tom Brady, I be getting the wins. I'm young Kobe, I be getting the wins. I'm young Floyd, I be getting the wins. I'm with my boys and we getting the wins.
wins. We outside with the loot and the trim. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins.
Go get your wins. Go get your wins.